Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000.
I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single-tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
James Bond. James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead. Make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez. Money FM 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
After postponing the movie several times because of the pandemic, Mulan was finally released on September the 4th on Disney Plus. Now, I would have gone to the theaters to watch this because of the epic battle scenes. Now, although I liked the film, there are certain things that I didn't like about it. And today, I'm going to dedicate Movie Magic to Disney's latest, Mulan. And it's going to be blow for blow, punch for punch, on what I liked and what I didn't like. Now, the 1998 animated version of Mulan is still one of my favorite Disney animated features. I even like the poster. It has all the auspicious colors in it. Now, in the live-action version of Mulan, Disney tried to make it as real as possible, so you will not see the fast-talking mini-dragon Mushu, like the one in the animated version voiced by Eddie Murphy. Neither will you see a cricket. Instead, there's a male soldier named Cricket. He's like a lovable character. And the dragon is replaced by a silent phoenix, which is great as the phoenix is a mythical bird that regenerates from its ashes, a metaphor to be used later on in the movie. Of course, this bird is CGI, but Disney has perfected the art of bringing animals to life and making it look real. We've all seen that in the live-action version of The Lion King. Now, you probably know the story of Mulan, and that remains the same in this movie where a young girl takes her father's sword and armor to defend the emperor so that he doesn't have to go to war because he's not fit enough. And I'm talking about the father because the father is sick. Well, he's not really sick. He's injured because he was in the previous battle defending the emperor.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Now, the opening scene is Mulan as a little girl chasing a chicken to bring it back to its coop. It reminded me of the Brazilian movie City of God. Now, I like this scene in Mulan as this short backstory is enough to set the tone that Mulan, even at a very young age, has so much of chi within her. And in order to be ladylike, and I say that in inverted commas, one must keep the chi hidden. Now, the city is under attack, and the motive is to kill the emperor played by Jet Li, whom I didn't recognize. He played his role superbly. The emperor now needs to build his army, and so all male able citizens are called to serve and defend. Yes, just like in national service. So like I said, Mulan's father is not fit to fight. He limps. He can't stand straight without a walking stick, and he shakes when he holds a sword. However, he's served the emperor before, and he's willing to serve again on the battlefield. Now, in order not to let her father go into battle, because if he goes, he would probably die, Mulan takes his place. Now, in the animated movie, Mulan steals her father's armor and sword and cuts her hair and leaves home, which is a crucial part of the movie. It shows the struggle and emotions that went with this transition of first leaving home to go to battle, leaving home without her parents' knowledge, and risking it as it'll bring dishonor to her family. I didn't feel that in this live-action version as it only shows her stealing the sword, and then it cuts to her wearing the armor and helmet all ready to go. Now, I understand why she didn't cut her hair as there's a scene later on in the movie where she lets loose her hair, and that's kind of crucial to the story. It's kind of a metaphor. Now, if you watch it, you'll know what I mean. The other thing that this live-action version omitted is the ancestors. Now, in the animated movie, the ancestors can be heard and seen, but this whole scene has been cut totally. I applaud Disney for not making it a shot-for-shot version of the animated version, but I think the ancestor scenes, well, shouldn't be cut out totally. If I were to direct this film, well, I might have made the ancestors appear in a dream state if realism was what, you know, Disney was aiming for. Mulan is played by Yifei Liu, who just celebrated her 33rd birthday this past August 25th. You know what? She doesn't look like she's in her 30s. She looks really young, almost like a teenager, or maybe early 20s the most. She was born in Wuhan, China, and she moved to the US when she was 10 years old with her mother. She then returned to China in June 2002 to pursue a modeling and acting career. That same year, in September, she was accepted into the Performance Institute of Beijing Film Academy at the tender age of 15. Her first TV role was in The Story of a Noble Family. Shortly after, she was chosen to portray the role of Wang Yuyang in Demigods and Semi-Devils, a drama based on the same-titled novel by the acclaimed martial arts writer Jin Yong. The following year, in October 2003, Liu marked her first appearance on the big screen collaboration with Mayday, the well-known Taiwanese rock band, in the movie Love of May. Her fame and popularity went up another notch through her starring role in the 2004 drama series adaptation of the video game, The Legend of Sword and Fairy. Now, upon her graduation from Beijing Film Academy in July 2006, and by this time she was 19, Liu starred in another TV production based on another book by Jin Yong, The Return of the Condor Heroes. Now, this TV series was well received in mainland China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Japan. I wonder if it made it in Singapore. Anyway, there's more about this actress, and I'll save that for later. Now, back to the movie Mulan. The soundtrack is spectacular, and it's composed by Harry Gregson-Williams. It has Chinese instruments in them, and it suits the movie very well. Now, if I have time, I'll squeeze in a track towards the end of the show. Now, unlike the animated movie, there are no songs in this version, and you'll have to wait till the end credits before you hear Christina Aguilera belt out her rendition of Reflection. It is so good. But there's a new song added to the soundtrack, and that can be heard also when the credits roll by Christina Aguilera. And although it's sung in English, well, it has an oriental feel and tune to it. Well, I'll just play it, and I'm sure you'll agree with me.
Freedom over my shoulder, I see a clear view. All for my family, reason I'll breathe, and everything to lose. Should I ask myself in the water what a warrior would do? Tell me. Am I loyal, brave, and true? Am I loyal, brave, and true? Losing is easy, winning takes bravery. I am a tiger's fool. Out in the open, no one to save me. The kindest of whispers are cool. Should I ask myself in the water what a warrior would do? Tell me underneath my armor, am I loyal, brave, and true? Am I loyal, brave, and true? Cold is the morning, warm is the dream. Chasing the answers, a
to be loyal, brave, and true.
That was Loyal, Brave, True by Christina Aguilera. And don't you think that song can be sung in Mandarin too? It just has that oriental feel to it. Loyal, Brave, and True are inscripted on Mulan's father's sword in the movie. I'm Colin Gomez, and in this episode of Movie Magic, I'm giving you my two cents of what I liked and disliked in the movie Mulan. Now, in the animated version, Mulan's love interest was her commander, but not in the live-action movie. Now, in this version, it's her fellow comrade played by a Chinese-born actor who immigrated to New Zealand at a very young age, and his name is Yusun Ang. Oh, by the way, I thought I'd slip in here that the director of the movie, Nikki Caro, is from New Zealand as well. She's from Wellington. Anyway, Mulan and Hong Hui don't really fall in love, as this story is not a love story. It's about defending the emperor. The emperor, like I said, is played by Jet Li. And according to Jet Li, this was one of his toughest roles to play because as an emperor, the direction he got was not to show any emotion. Plus, Jet Li is known for his martial arts, and there's only one scene where he shows his skills. In my opinion, I think the director should have taken more advantage of his martial arts talents. Most of the time in the movie, he's just seated on the emperor's chair. Donnie Yen, of Ip Man fame and who was also in Star Wars Rogue One, plays Commander Tung. He was great too, but unfortunately, they didn't use his martial arts talents to the fullest as well. I mean, I understand the focus should be on Mulan. And although I like Liu's fight scenes and the acrobats that she did, you know, during the battle scenes, I felt that the battle scenes could have been better. There was no sight of blood spilt at all during the battle scenes, and I guess Disney didn't want the ratings to be different from what it is. But show more scenes of the Ip Man fighting as well. That was what I would have done. There was a lot of slow-mo scenes, and that was great, especially when Gong Li did her fight scenes. Yes, Gong Li was in the movie, and she was the witch. And because she was ostracized for being a female with a strong chi, she could relate to Mulan. And she tries to get Mulan to join her in a quest to defeat the emperor. Now, that scene reminded me of Darth Vader inviting Luke Skywalker to join the Dark Force. Her fight scenes were great. However, I wanted more from her. And I guess I compared the fight scenes to Crouching Tiger and Hidden Dragon. I guess we shouldn't compare that movie to this. But if we did, then the fight scenes weren't as great. But her transitions from hawk to human and back, well, that was quite stunning. Gong Li played her role pretty well. And yes, she can fight much better than a man. Graceful, but yet powerful.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Now, there's more I didn't like about the movie, and this is when Mulan goes to a mountain. Well, she kind of rides up to the mountain during a battle scene and shoots arrows from behind big rocks at the enemies. Now, they show her riding, but she reaches the mountains in no time. The battle is way down below, and the mountain is way up. It was as if the scene was cut. You jump from here, and then the next moment you're over there. Now, although the story has been told before, and it's an old story, this movie brings a fresh look. It is really refreshing. However, it missed out a lot of crucial scenes, which I feel could have been added from the animated version, as this version leaves a lot of gaps. If you watched the animated version before, you'd have no problem with the story, as you'd know where and what to fill in the gaps from your memory. But if you haven't watched the animated version, or if you can't remember what you watched back when it was first released in 1998, you'd find yourself wanting more, just like I did. I needed more of the villain too, played by Hawaiian Jason Scott Lee, famous for his role as Bruce Lee in the movie Dragon. Remember that one? This live-action version of Mulan is about 2 hours. 10 or 15 minutes more would have done justice to the film, especially during the battle and fight scenes, and maybe the training scenes as well. Now, overall, the movie is great. And if you can't afford to pay $30 plus to watch it, I'll tell you how you can watch it for free, legally, in just a bit. But right now, as promised, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about Yue Fei Liu, the lady who played the role of Mulan. Did you know that she sings as well? She secured a recording contract with Sony Music Entertainment Japan. Now, after taking up singing and dancing lessons for a year, her album Liu Yi Fei was released regionally in mainland China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and throughout Southeast Asia, and it featured a diverse music repertoire, including rap and soft rock. In the same year, Liu also released her Japanese album in which the single The Gate of Late Night was chosen to be the theme for an animated series by Tokyo TV. Here's what surprised this pretty lady. She did a Mandarin version of Reflection on her own, but she didn't know that it would be used at the end credits of the movie. I kind of like her version as well. Now, because of time, I won't be able to play the full version of the song. Instead, what I did was I used my little skills of, you know, editing, and I came up with this short version. And for you to listen to the full version, all you have to do, hey, is buy the soundtrack or watch the movie and wait for the end credits. Beautiful. Ah, just beautiful. Now, as promised, I'm going to tell you how you can watch Mulan for free legally. Right now, besides the subscription fee on Disney Plus, you have to pay another fee of $30. But if you wait till December 4th, you'd be able to watch it for free on Disney Plus, provided you have the subscription. My wife and I enjoyed the movie, but in my opinion, I wish the film was shot in Mandarin. I think it would have been much better and more realistic. I would have been fine reading the subtitles. Come on, if Parasite, a foreign language film, won Best Picture at the Oscars, it only goes to show that people are fine with reading subtitles. But the main question is, did Disney receive revenue from its release on Disney Plus? According to the data by Bloomberg, Disney Plus, despite the premium charge to watch this movie, the downloads increased by 68% and coincided with a 193% increase in consumer spending on the app from the premiere last Friday, September 4th, through September 6th, compared to the prior weekend. Now, hopefully, they would get more downloads and views to make up for the $200 million budget movie. 'Cause the more money they make, the more movies we are able to watch in the future, don't you think? Plus, if you look at the credits that roll, the amount of people that worked on this movie goes on and on and on forever. They had to play three songs back to back. That's how long the credits were. And that means those people had jobs. I'm Colin Gomez, and this has been Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3, a special on Mulan. And to close this episode, here's a track from the soundtrack by Harry Gregson Williams.